I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on the show. You are more than welcome to get in with us. They can talk about anything.
Very smart people in the chat. One guy knows the identity of the murderer, but he's not saying in that United Healthcare. He said it's not Lance. It was an assassination, but it's not a hitman. Okay, I know who did it. And then he also thinks that you are off on JonBenet because he said his family still had something to do with it. How did they know precisely how much the ransom was, which was a bonus that John was supposed to receive? Maybe some type of cover-up there. So the parents probably murdered her, too, according to a guy in the Twitch.
the guy
in Twitch is one of the most... I always find them to be super informative. Man in Twitch.
We
know who murdered him. I've got this information off of my... Well, I surmise from my computer. By the way, happy birthday to Brooks. 10 years old, listening to the show. That's how you spend a 10th birthday, listening to
I don't want my kids listening now, and they're in their 30s, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Steffi's daughter listening to this show.
Well, she doesn't. Terrible. Now she's starting to understand stuff, so she's got to stop. Now, she's watching. No, we were off because something happened with Dell's camera in there, and we were off. I got a picture from her. Where's Papa? Where'd Papa go? Right? Where'd Papa go, Charlie? Where'd he go? I don't know. I don't know where Papa went. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you guys watch? Listen, the Cougs started out 4-3. But they're not.
Please just stop for a second.
What?
Because if I don't get this out of this is terrible. But if I don't get this out of my head, I can't do the show. Because I have to purge it, and then it'll be gone.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a video. Have you seen the video of Ellen DeGeneres?
Of who?
It's resurfaced. Ellen DeGeneres. And no. Okay. I don't want to seem like I'm being
mean.
Not being, yeah. So there's pictures of kids who are clearly kids with cancer, right? Clearly, but they're survivors of cancer, and they've gone through and they fought it all. And there's like eight of them sitting on a couch, and they're all sitting there. And the kids, you know, many of them are, you know, have gone through some rough chemotherapy, etc., and they're on the road to recovery. And so obviously she's doing a feel good show like that. And all of a sudden, in this clip, it just resurfaced. It's obviously an older clip. She goes, hey, she's talking to somebody off screen, like a producer, like, Troy, wasn't that supposed to be Tuesday? Was he supposed to come in on Tuesday? What day was he supposed to get? Oh, I guess he's here right now. So let's bring him out. And then you hear, and in this video, the door opens and this very ominous, scary music comes on. And you see, all of a sudden, it's Diddy is dancing out on the stage. And then this is the kid's big treat, is that Diddy's there. And they go run to him and hug him. And Diddy's got this little dance he's doing as he's moving towards the kids. And I'm like, this may be one of the funniest things with this scary music in the background playing.
It may be one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. Diddy dance. This were congratulations, kids. We brought you to Diddy.
Well, wait. The scary music was probably added afterwards.
No, it was. It was. Yeah, that's what made the video so funny, is that these kids' big treat that Ellen gave them was Diddy. Here he is, kids. Run over to Uncle Diddy. Like, no, I just thought that was one of the funniest things I've seen, the way they created that video. Because now the parents must be thinking, oh, my God, what were we doing? Well, not as bad as the parents who just shuffled their kids out to Michael Jackson all the time. Just get out. You just get there. You go sleep over at Michael's. I don't want to, Mom. Get over there.
Yeah. Here, kids, here's Diddy. And my Uncle Mike wants you to sleep over. Yeah.
Can I sleep over at Uncle Mike's? Actually, he wants to take me on tour. Yes. Hello. You get to go sleep with Michael in Michael Jackson's bed on tour by yourself? That's amazing. Go live your life. I'm only 11. But lucky, I didn't get to sleep in a pop star's bed when I was 11.
Look at how well adjusted Macaulay Culkin is.
Oh, or Justin Bieber.
Or Justin Bieber is, well.
Justin Bieber got Diddy.
Oh, my God. His wife has got a, have you seen these stores that she has?
Justin Bieber's?
Yeah. Hailey
Bieber.
It's
basically a holiday show.
Hailey Bieber stores. It's called, anyway, it's unbelievable. They are a smoothie store. It's like $30 for a smoothie.
I have seen that. No thanks. Yeah. I ain't doing that.
Oh my
Y'all gotta
God.
Stop.
We went there. I was like, what the? What kind of prices are? It is ridiculous. It's one. It's something. B1 or something. It's some kind of. It is incredible. They are raking. And it was packed because it's Hailey Bieber's place. Are you a bunch of idiots? Go to Smoothie King. And get the same damn thing for about
quarter
you don't get the vibes that you get at Erewhon.
What vibe?
The vibes. The vibes are different.
What vibe when you're broke?
The vibes get different.
Well, go there if they're not looking for brokies.
No. Yeah, you ain't.
Just like you don't want to hang around with the brokies. Out of here. You don't want the brokies around you. They don't want the
brokies
around
out
them.
Here with your little TV.
You fit right in. You ain't a brokie.
Little TV ass.
No, I am a brokie after going there. I was like, I ain't never coming back here.
Wait, did you go?
Stupid prices. Yeah, we went. And
actually went and got it?
Yes.
So you caught the vibes.
Yeah, no, he went there for the vibes.
He went there for the vibes.
Listen, no. Yeah. My son's girlfriend, she
different.
Bought one of the smoothies, and she was like, one of my biggest regrets was paying that $40 for a smoothie.
You don't go there for the smoothie. You go there to take your photos, say you're at Erewhon, you're at Hailey Bieber's place.
Did you at least tag somebody?
Did you put them up on the gram?
Did you put it on the gram, John? Is it in your story?
I didn't realize.
That's
what
part of the cost is that you're going
there.
It.
You're not going there to get a drink. You're going there to say I'm at Erewhon, and you go, "Hey, everybody,
it's a flex." Oh, no. What were you doing?
I'm going
John?
There. I'm never going there again to say I'm never going there.
You flex
That's
on
I'm
who
doing.
You play poker with.
Yeah, you know,
you could have just been putting your picture up on the gram, like, "Look where I am."
You know
now.
How crazy it is, considering what he does with the golf thing.
Yeah, well,
with
he sends
us
pictures.
Us where he's
don't
at
know
golfing.
Where you are.
That's
but
the same
I'm here.
Thing you're supposed to be doing. You just put that on social media.
Flexed with your.
I don't know if you guys heard, but I'm America's guest, okay? I ain't paying for that crap.
Erewhon?
Okay? No.
You should have.
Golf.
That would have been the ultimate
Expensive
flex.
Expensive golf.
Yeah, but you tell people where you are, that's the same thing you do when you go to Erewhon. So you are used to doing it. You just didn't do it that time.
You're an influencer.
Listen, I like to flex on golf, not a smoothie store.
Yeah, but it's okay? Hailey Bieber's smoothie store.
Yeah.
No one cares about Hailey
you're
Bieber.
You're in L.A. Well,
oh,
my God.
I can't believe you just said that.
Oh my God! Do you know where you live right now?
Did you
can't
yell
be saying things like that in California?
Yeah. I know.
No one cares,
hey!
Haley.
Nah, you're saying that right now because you know.
Yeah,
because
Wendy's not
you got
there.
Great insulation, so you ain't got to worry about that floating.
I'm being flagrant.
Yeah, you know, ain't nobody can hear you in that room,
Stop
so you can
saying
say what you're
things
saying.
Like that in L.A.
But don't walk outside in Los Feliz and say that.
Yeah. Oh no, no, sir. You're saying things like that. Where's my Coors Light? I can't stand these smoothies from Erewhon.
Yeah.
HOA all up on your ass.
No,
promises.
That is a stupid
promises.
Store. These kids are so – no wonder they don't have any money. I mean, you want to talk about giving it all to Hailey Bieber. What is wrong with you?
All
right? Just be careful.
Yeah.
Just watch. Well, please watch yourself.
I don't have much fondness for you, but I'm not looking for you to die. Just be careful.
Haley Bieber's going to take
not
me
her.
Out.
The Haley Bieber no. people will yeah. take
the Haley Bieber people.
She yes. won't do it.
Now, next up,
the Beliebers.
I don't know about you guys, but that's all I'm seeing now is hate for Travis Kelce's girlfriend.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Well,
Taylor
that's
Swift.
Your timeline.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's my timeline. But holy crap, she's taken a huge turn.
Well, a lot of it's just political for people, I think, for a lot of people.
Oh, I guess maybe that's
I don't care. Like, is there really this many people who care about Taylor Swift other than, you know, like girls my daughter's age or Uncle Freddie? I don't know who cares about her this much in my life. Hey, Uncle Freddie cares a lot. So that's my boy. That's our boy, though. He loves. He's unabashed Swiftie. But I don't know anybody that cares enough. Like, gets this worked up into a lather over, you know, female Michael Jackson or, you know, skinny Beyonce. I don't know. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, like, who's getting all this fired up about Taylor Swift?
Oh yeah. By the way, I saw. Beyonce's
she
mom
could have you killed,
night.
By the way. Where'd you see Beyonce's mom?
At the Paley Awards. Tyler Perry was being honored last night.
Did you go to him?
I went to it, yeah. What?
How is this not the lead? You went to the Tyler Perry Awards?
The Paley is a thing where they honor someone who's accomplished quite a bit in media. Or
you want to
TV
talk about
it. What is it? I've never heard of this.
Paley Awards.
The Paley Awards. So somebody in, yeah, that, and Oprah was there. She spoke, and Kerry Washington. And I want to tell you, I felt bad about myself after hearing all the stuff that Tyler Perry does. Holy crap. I just wasted my life playing golf and poker. That's
and you've all. Never dressed as a woman once that I know of.
I never what?
Dressed as a woman once.
Not once. Now, I don't.
Tyler Perry made a whole cottage industry of it. Got paid.
Madea?
Yeah.
Madea, whatever. I will admit, I haven't watched a lot of his things that he's put
nor
together.
Have
he's not. No, he literally has been in charge of thousands of television shows.
Oh, no. He's mega.
Yeah, and
he's
41
huge.
Movies.
Yeah, he's
41
huge.
Movies.
No, he's an entrepreneur. He's done a lot.
Apparently, his studios are bigger than Warner Brothers, Universal, all of them combined. That's how big Tyler Perry is. And it was a very nice dinner. And the steak was good, which was better than your meal last night, Lance. 713-780-3776.
Wait, what meal did you have that he's taking a shot at?
Is it you being you again?
I had one of the worst entrees at an expensive restaurant ever had. So I'm not going to mention it.
First thing this morning, I got a text.
6:35.
6:35. I'm like, what's this? Oh, no, Lance slept in again. No, he's telling me how crappy his meal was last night.
I spent so much money on this garbage-ass entree I had. I'm so mad about it.
Don't say the name.
Oh, no, I'm not going to, but I'm so mad about it right now. I'm like, I enjoyed my company. I enjoyed the drinks. Everything else was fine, but, man, that was one of the worst cuts I just can't believe you sold it to a human.
We got a break. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. Time to talk about my people over there. You know, I can keep telling you about all the deals that they got going on, the Broncos sports that they're going on, the F-150s that are – it's incredible. I mean, the financing on the F-150 right now is just ridiculous. 1.9. Are you kidding me? This is what, 1.9% for 60 months on an F-150? What? That's ridiculous. But you can trade in your Ram, and you'll get $2,000 off of your F-150 if you trade in a Ram truck. If you trade in a Jeep, you're going to get $2,000 off on your Bronco or your Bronco Sport. They got a lease special right now for $369 a month with nothing down for your Bronco Sport Big Bend. What a great starter car. Safe and wonderful and not killing you. $369 a month. And the kid's going to want to get rid of it after a couple, 3 years anyway. So that's a perfect way to go about getting that first car for your kids. If you're looking for the best way to get into whatever it is, okay, Chastain Ford, I love them because they're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're not trying to gouge you. They're not trying to get every dollar. That is such a – and it's not a stereotype of the car business. It actually happens out there. I knew car dealers before this, and I was like, man, that's all they care about, just mark up, sell, add on, make sure they get all of the everything that we can possibly put on there. That's not the way they go about it at Chastain Ford. They want you back. They want you having a great car experience. So if you're looking for whatever pre-owned or Ford, I'm telling you, there's one place to go. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Homestead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got a couple of callers. We're going to get in here. You guys see the most sacks among duos this year? 19.5 sacks for Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. Second, Jonathan Grenard and Andrew Van Ginkle. 19.5 and 19, and three quarters of them are Texans. Jonathan Grenard turned out to be pretty damn good. Jonathan Grenard, I don't know that you're, because of, you got Will Anderson and you know you got Danielle Hunter for a couple of years. I don't know that you're going to miss Jonathan Grenard all that much, but he turned out to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was a good draft pick, and He went on to do something with somebody else's spot. We've got Hunter, so I'm fine with it, but it's really kind of a trade. Honestly, you just kind of swap out one good rusher for another good rusher. It's not like you got over with. It's not like you got over with getting Hunter.
Yeah,
and them getting Grenard. I mean, Grenard's been a good player too. Grenard's a good rusher. I like Hunter. I like the Hunter and Will Anderson combination's got a chance to lead you. Like that's my whole thing. This Aziz crap, kind of, it's been going on and on. But realistically, I've been a little disappointed with the tone of the season. Hasn't really gone as smoothly as I expected. But ultimately, you got that – I mentioned it before. You got a little runway into the playoffs, John, and maybe you can play your best football going in because you got bookend rushers that are really, really tough. Mario Edwards came back and was all over the place the other day since he's gotten back. He was a really tough rusher. Christian Harris, when you get Christian Harris back, provided he still plays football at some point for you – we love him, man. We love Christian Harris. You got two ball hawks back there Laster's not bad either, but obviously Stingley is maybe the preeminent ball hawk as a cornerback. And then Bullock is really good at ranging over and going and finding a football too. So there's a lot of things to be excited about. A lot of things if you're the Texans. Sometimes it gets, you know, some people may feel like we concentrate on the negative stuff, John. It's just because that's how much we love the Texans. We love them enough that we're willing to give them, say, look, I'm disappointed. Like A.J. Hinch used to tell people when he caught them cheating, I'm disappointed. I love you guys, right? I love you. But I'm just a little disappointed that, you know, that we lost this game to the Titans. That's all. I'm just like the A.J. Hinch of Sports Talk Radio, just quietly a little bit disappointed. But I love you, and I think you're going to do really good things.
Yeah. No, that Tennessee loss is still looming. Let's get underrated.
Only message. It's not looming because it doesn't matter in this division.
Well, it doesn't, but it
Does it matter in this division?
Well,
it's like maybe if there are more consequences, things would get a little tighter over there. Like, and they maybe like step it up a little bit.
Disappointing Hannah, is it a consequence? Okay.
Yeah, I don't ever want to disappoint the Queen of Houston.
Yeah.
Is she the Queen of Houston?
No.
Who is? Don't say Beyonce. She didn't live here. Who's the Queen of Houston?
The Queen of Houston is University of Houston president.
Renee Couture is the Queen of Houston?
Yep.
Huh. What does a Rice president say about that?
We don't even know. We don't even know who that is. No
Renee Couture is the Queen of Houston. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, she put that basketball team on the court.
See, I don't think Simone Biles can be the Queen of Houston.
Why not?
I don't know. She was an athlete. I think you got to be older than, like, 32 to be the Queen of Houston.
Why do you have to be? No.
I feel like you got to be more than just an athlete for me to call you the Queen of Houston. You have to be around for a while, done some stuff. She's been. Remember that time she fell asleep in the at the Chicago game and got that bad picture of her?
Do you know when Queen Elizabeth took over? She was like 16.
Yeah, but that lineage is questionable over there.
She was the real queen of a whole country.
Yeah, but ain't nobody want a six-year-old telling you making decisions for you.
Well, guess what? She made great decisions, and she lasted until she was 150.
You think she was the decision maker?
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, she gets slapped in her little mouth, and then somebody else would, and then her mom would tell her what to say.
She'd get a slap in her little mouth.
Slapped in her little queen mouth. Like, don't you sass me.
Who is underrated mess is here? Let's get him in here. Hey, underrated mess.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just wanted to kind of pull back the layers of the conspiracy theories on this assassination in New York. You know, a couple things the streets are telling me. You know, United Healthcare is predominantly known for denying aftercare coverage, one, and from what I hear, the man was involved in some insider trading, so it's going to be a juicy doc.
Well, from what underrated mess is hearing from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what his Reddit sources are telling him.
That's what the underrated mess's sources have on this. Maybe they can help him find the killer. Your sources can help find the killer, underrated mess. That would be great. Wouldn't it be something if underrated mess solved it? Solved this? Okay, and we saw him in the dock?
Yeah. Well, whoever his sources were. Now, I will admit, as soon as I heard that, the first thing I thought of was, somebody's mad. Like, who hasn't been pissed off at insurance? Insurance is the worst. I mean, the denial of claims is absolutely embarrassing. You can't. I remember, rest in peace, our old friend Malik talking about, he was a paralegal at a place, and he was talking about, like, man, I got to go find stuff to help deny claims. He goes, it feels bad, B. He said, it feels bad doing some of the stuff I have to do. I said, I got you. So the first thing I thought of was, yeah, somebody's in terrible financial straits because of his insurance company. That's what makes us feel like a movie.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the first thing I thought of. But you could also be that way and hire somebody.
Did he deny the claim? Did he deny the claim?
I don't know. I heard yesterday the other conspiracy theory is that this guy was about to be a whistleblower.
Yeah.
So maybe it's an inside job.
That's what you get. No, you're a whistleblower.
That's what I heard at the dinner table. I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't care.
The streets of the dinner table.
And a lot of whistleblowers are getting killed lately. So I'm not whistleblowing on anybody. I'm just not doing it. I'm just not. Okay. I don't care if people are, you know, whatever happens to people. As long as I'm all right, nobody kills me. I'm not going to whistleblow. I don't stand for goodness and righteousness. No, I ain't about that life. I'm about, nobody kill me. That'd be great. That's
what exactly about this is revealing to anyone? You telling us you don't stand for goodness or righteousness, and you're just about you. Thanks for that reveal, John.
I really want to get back into the show, like into like real stuff, but I feel like we just can't. Like, underrated mess, look what he just did.
Look what he did.
We got someone named
Silky Johnson.
Sam wants to talk about the playoff.
Oh, okay. Let's see if this works.
Okay. Sam.
Let's see if this takes.
Is this our Sam?
No.
Hey, it's Chopper.
Oh, it's Chopper. Captain Choppers. What's up, Choppers?
Hey, I've got a question for Dell on the college football playoff, just in terms of the map and what's going on, because I would like to see your Canes in Dell. I think Cam Ward's great to watch. I think you need guys like that in the playoffs. I like Arroyo, the tight end. I like the receiver. So I'm pulling for you to get in, but I hate Ole Miss. So I'm glad that y'all are 12, they're 13. I'm wondering who I need to cheer for this weekend, because I'm scared looking at that Boise line that they are going to lose, and I would hope that you would take that spot. But if SMU were to lose as well, would Ole Miss get in, or how does that work?
Well, the committee has set it up where if SMU loses, it'll be Clemson and maybe SMU or Clemson and Alabama. The only way a team that isn't Alabama gets in as an at-large is the unlikely scenario we discussed earlier where Georgia gets their asses kicked. Like, we're talking three touchdowns, four touchdowns, and the committee goes, you know what? That's so unimpressive, you don't belong. That's the only way I see it happening, and I don't see that happening. So I think Sam, Chompers, you're looking at some combination of SMU and Alabama, or Clemson, Alabama, or SMU, Clemson. Those are really the only variables as far as someone getting in. So if you hate Alabama,
why wouldn't Miami get in?
Because they're behind the final at large spot. That's all there is to it. They're behind Alabama, and Alabama's situated where if things go their way, they'll get in, which is not surprising.
Okay, gotcha. All right, thanks for clearing that up.
All right, man.
No problem.
713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. Who's on Silky?
Yeah, Silky Johnson.
He's got hate.
We'll get to 2 weeks. He hasn't been back ever since Kenyon Green, his number one target, Kenyon Green. He hasn't made an appearance ever since Kenyon was lost for the season. We thought maybe the hate was out of his heart, but it's back when we come back.
When we come back, the hate will be on. We'll have hate again on the show. But right now, we love tequila.
Yeah, we love Maestro Dobel. We love Maestro Dobel. Do you believe non-Maestro Dobel? You should if you've had a bottle of it. If you had any Reposado, if you've had any Añejo, if you've had that Cristalino called the Diamante, which blends three different types of tequila. They charcoal filter it. They age it and distill it properly. So the flavor profile is perfecto. You can't have a better sip of tequila than the Añejo Extra Cristalino, the high-end tequila that they make in the unmistakable bottle and packaging it comes in. This is one that you have for special occasions, and it will blow you away. The good people over at Maestro Dobel have been doing it for decades and decades and generations in Tequila, Mexico, making this incredible tequila. They brought it over to the States, and it's getting bigger and bigger with every passing year. I know that they are a sponsor of the PGA Tour as well. So you're going to keep hearing about it. You might as well go buy a bottle whenever you find fine liquors and take a shot of the bottle. Tell me what you bought and tell me how you like it. I love when people send that over to me. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine alcohols are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
There is a picture, and I'm reposting it now, of Jay Crowder going up. With his left hand, he is gouging the face of Jalen Green, and with his right hand, he's going for the basketball. He's going up to block the shot. Gouging, literally, he's got his fingers gouging his eyes. I mean, and it's just a regular foul, shooting foul. Jalen couldn't see. He's got a cut, and he couldn't see. I mean, talk about crappy refereeing. Ime was right. Ime was right about those people. Get some bleeping glasses. Get some bleeping glasses.
Up on
That's
your eyes.
That's a flagrant. That's a flagrant right there.
Yes, sir.
They play the Warriors tonight, and boy, the Warriors suck right now. So do the Lakers. The Lakers and the Warriors are really reeling right now, so that's good news for the Rockets. Just bury them. Bury them right now while they're playing like crap. Did you see Steve Kerr lay into Podziemski? Holy crap. He told him, you ain't playing. I mean, dude, I hope he sees this. He's playing like crap. He's hurting the team. Podziemski was almost a Rocket. But he has really fallen off this year. He called himself last year. He said he is the future of the team. He's going to be the next Steph Curry. Man, not when you're shooting 20% from three, dude.
No.
That's not Steph.
That doesn't sound like Steph.
That's not Steph at all, I don't think. We got Silky Johnson here. What's he hating on today?
We'll find out.
Hey, Silky.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy hateful holidays. Let me tell y'all something. It's so easy to be a hater right now. Let me explain why there's so much to choose from. So today I'm going to hate on, the NFL and the appeals office for deciding that they're going to run everything through a former NFL lineman that played for the Titans. All right. Number one, why are we doing that? I'm hating on the NFL for deciding that that's the best person to hear the appeal from Aziz Al-Shaayir, a Titan player that's a lineman. I'm hating on that. Number two, the second thing I'm hating on is I'm hating on Rob Manfred and this golden at-bat rule. We just making stuff up as we go, apparently. We just throwing stuff against the wall, and we just don't see what sticks, right? I'm hating. And for the first time ever, I got a hate future lock. A future hate lock of the week. and that future hate lock is going to be Dana Brown. Because on Sunday, we have the winter meetings begin. And something tells me Dana Brown's not going to do jack. He's not going to do anything. So I'm hating before it even starts. I'm hating already. I want you guys to have a hateful holiday and y'all enjoy y'all's day.
Hate. I love that.
He's
why is he hating on Dana already?
Hate.
Why is he hating on Dana already?
He just pre-hated. He already told you he was going to pre-hate him.
Do you
know
feel
how you
like,
preheat an oven?
Are you
he's
feeling
preheating
like,
Dana Brown?
Are you gonna? Do you feel like you are going to hate this Astros offseason?
Yes,
you are.
Yes, I think I'm not gonna. I don't know about hate, but I am not gonna care
if
for.
If they
it.
Re-sign Bregman, will you be happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be content.
If they don't trade Kyle Tucker,
what if they get a little flavorful? What if they get a big bag of hot cracklings? Cold cracklings known as Jorge Polanco. You ever had cold cracklings? Nothing's worse than cold fat. Just, you know, I get that it's seasoned and you'll keep eating it, but
mean?
Cold cracklings,
bags,
no
every,
good. Hot cracklings. Every, hot get, cracklings is what you
got
to eat.
Well, you got, yeah, but you got. You eat,
cold cracklings suck.
Everybody
and
eats
so does
cracklings
Jorge Polanco.
Out of a bag. That,
I know. I said a hot bag, not a cold bag.
You like the hot bag? Okay.
Well, I like the hot cracklings inside the bag.
I like all cracklings. I love fat.
Well, do you like then that means you like Jorge Polanco. Because there's nothing nourishing about him at third base.
I'm thinking more Willy Adames.
Okay. Better than Jorge Polanco.
No. What about a Whitcomb? How would you like that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I would like him. Adames at least has the pop. You know, Polanco's not coming off a good year. At least you know that you've got power potential on the corner. Shane Whitcomb might be that guy. I don't know. He hasn't really had a chance to play a whole lot. He's torn it up in the minor leagues.
Yeah,
he's got some projectable stuff to him.
Yeah, we're going to miss that glove that we've been used to for the last 7 years.
Yeah,
here.
Well, there's no question.
Yeah.
Do you think now that the time has passed, now that we've had 3 years to ruminate on it, have you lost anything at shortstop defensively with Carlos versus Jeremy? I know the first year Jeremy came out was playing really well defensively. Now that we're 3 years in,
yeah.
Do you think they lost a little something with Carlos gone? I feel like it's definitely a yes now.
Yes. Carlos is still one of the best. He makes unbelievable plays. He's fantastic at short.
And I don't want that $30 million Carlos. Don't get me wrong.
Except you only got him for half a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You know how much he hurts Minnesota by not being there?
Yeah.
He hurts that team.
Yeah.
When he's not there. They're markedly better when he's around. And it hurts that he's not there. I would rather have a 150 game Peña than an 85 game Carlos.
He played 86 this last year. He was 135 the year before for Minnesota, 136. The most he's ever played was his second season at 143. His last season with the Astros, he played 148 games, which I think is a standard amount of games played for a healthy player, 148. I mean, they're going to get you rest, and I understand it's not going to be 162 now, and that's fine. I think 148, you know, we do a show year-round, but we have vacation days we get. I'll give that to Carlos. I think Carlos – you have some vacation days for, and especially a guy who's had injury issues in his past with back. 148 means he's healthy to me. I would say 136, 135, not bad for Carlos his first 2 years there. The problem is he had the 86 last year, like you said. The 2 years prior to the 148 with Houston, 58 and 75. Like, yeah, it's, well, 58, I take it back. 58 was a COVID year. But 75, 110, 109. Yeah, it's just so hard to pay. And I hear talk about it's surprising that we don't talk more about – we talk about salaries for players, but we don't talk about salaries per game. In other words, is this a good salary relative to how often he plays. You get a $30 million player who plays 100, who's going to come out and play 135 to 150 games a year. That's way different than somebody who gives you 88, 111, 136. Yeah. Like, that's way different. Availability should matter in how you judge a salary.
Yeah, and Bregman, you know what? Bregman's always there. Bregman has been there, done that, been there. Pena is there. For the most part, Altuve's there.
Is Bregman the most reliable? Now, Kyle Tucker has been pretty reliable until this year. He had that injury, obviously. But is Alex Bregman historically the – well, no.
Altuve gets hurt.
Well, he's been hurt, yeah. I mean,
no,
Alex does. Bregman played 161 in 23 and 145 this year. That dude comes to – I mean, he gets to the park.
We're going to miss Bregman. I'm going to tell you that.
So he is gone.
Of all of the guys that have left, we're going to miss Bregman the most.
I mean, he had his moment. He had a 91 game season, but you're right. 155, 157, 156, 155, 161, 145. This dude pretty much shows up.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe not early in the season. You wish he would.
Well, but he's there.
Right,
he's playing defense. He just needs to warm up a little bit. The bat. He needs to I figured it out. Bregman's hitting with a donut on the bat. Stupid. Take the donut off the bat. He'll hit way better.
What?
Yeah, he's got that donut
said,
on the bat.
Somebody said it's not the issue is who's on the mound. You can have good players on the field, but the pitcher on the mound is what kills the defense. You got some of the best pitchers. You got Verlander. You got Fromber, who throws nothing but ground balls. You got Hunter Brown, who's another guy getting a lot of balls beat into the ground.
By the way, I had to double check this. I think that narrative, I just want to shut this down. I think you got to put a little more respect on Jose Altuve's name. Here's his games played starting his second year. 147, 152, 158, 154, 161, 153, 137, 124, COVID year, 146, 141, 90, 153 this year. That's pretty damn durable.
No,
that's pretty good over 14 years.
No, he had a couple of years.
He had the 90 year.
Broken thumb on a pitch that hit him. So that's not on him. It's not like he's injured.
What year was that?
That was a couple of years ago.
Was that last year when he played 90 games?
Yeah, that was a 90 game season.
Okay, it's 23. 90 games. That's not like... Yeah, he's not breaking down all the time. He had a 124 season, we remember, because we were worried about his, like, remember he got up real gingerly after sliding in the third. We're like, something's not right with him. And AJ and Fred were convinced that, oh, boy, oh, this is terrible. Did you see the video of AJ? And we talked about it a little bit, of Jose Altuve in the minor leagues playing a get-back game. In the way that he was running, we all thought, "Oh no!" And then he was like, "Fine."
Then
he's
fine.
He's pretty damn durable.
No, that was a scary video.
It was
the way he was running.
It was
scary. But it turned out he was fine. He was fine. All right, 8:48. We got to break it. John Chill's going to join us top of the hour. Right now, we are talking about a little jewelry, Lance.
Zadig Jewelry has their Winter Wonders. It starts this Friday and it goes through Sunday. And, yes, they are open on Sunday. Throughout December, they're open on Sundays because that's that extra shopping day. You can't get there over the week. You don't want to deal with the post-oak crowd Monday through Friday. That's fine. Go on Saturday. Go on Sunday now. Go on Sunday and stop over by 1801 Post-Oak Boulevard. What they're doing is they're going to have bites from Uchiko. They're going to have coffee drinks from Maven. They basically want to treat you when you come in there to – shop and treat someone else. And if you're looking to get that perfect gift for the holidays, for Christmas or you know, maybe it's a birthday coming up, maybe you've got a necklace that you really want to get your wife that you've loved for a long time, maybe you want to buy yourself a watch, one of the top watches from around the world, and they've got amazing, you got some money and you say, man, I'm going to go get a luxury watch, this is what I've always wanted to do, that's the spot. They've got all of the biggest brand names from around the world. They're a boutique location for several of the makers, and so they have unique timepieces, and they buy, sell, and trade their watches. Just know this. When you stop in at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, this Friday through this Sunday, you're going to get a little extra. You're going to get a little extra treat with the Uchiko, one of the top sushi restaurants here, and Maven Coffee, Lance McCullers coffee brand. They're going to be in there serving you as well. So they want to treat you for all the things that you've done for them over the last four plus decades as Zadig Jewelers. As always, the best spot to go find the best gifts is at Zadig.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Quick one, because we got John Chill coming up top of the hour. He's got some winners for us, and it's the 10th anniversary. How about the 10th anniversary? And I think they're doing some special stuff over at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So we got that going on here. Who's on the line, Del? Jay wants to get in on the show. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
What's good, gentlemen?
How we doing?
Hey, that last caller me twice. You got too much hate for twice. But anyway, I got a question about what's the deal with the Rockets and T-Mac. Why haven't they retired his jersey yet? And y'all jersey, is it something between him and Tillman, or what's the deal? I know Orlando hadn't did it. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's played the best of his career, I guess, in Houston. I know it's a little hate against him, but I still understand why his jersey hadn't been retired yet. I hang up and listen. Thank you.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I didn't even thought about him. Like, I think that's a legitimate question about, is he a retire your jersey type of guy? I mean, if Dream is the standard, I think James will have his jersey retired. James doesn't have his jersey retired, does he? Did they do that?
He's still an active player.
I know, but you know how much the Rockets love James Harden.
No, they don't.
James Harden is like more beloved than Dream.
I never thought Tracy McGrady was a Hall of Famer, but that's just me.
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I just like, he's hall of good with the Rockets, but he didn't really lead them anywhere. They didn't go to great heights. They never went to they couldn't even get out of the playoffs. Out of the first round of the playoffs, James went to Western Conference Finals for you, and James was one of the most prolific scorers in the history of the game. James was going to have his jersey retired. Dream, Calvin, we know about that.
So as Rudy far T, as his time with the Rockets, he never made NBA All-First Team with the Rockets. He did make Let's go.
There's
four,
no beef.
Five,
to my knowledge, there's no beef between him and the Fertittas.
He made four All-Star games with the Rockets. He was a NBA second teamer a couple times.
A lot of injury issues.
But if we're just looking at what he was as a Rocket, I wouldn't say the accomplishments would warrant a jersey retirement. But if you go, he's one of the best players to play in that era, and he happened to spend time here, then I guess that's where you how you get there. But as far as what he did here, it was a couple time All-Star.
Yeah.
Is that jersey retirement worthy when we consider the guys that they do put up there? Because it's all relative. Like if the Rockets had no history, yeah, throw Tracy McGrady up there. But does he belong up there with the guys who are up there now?
I don't believe. I always thought he was a good, really good
player. He was a very good player. He made an All-Star team seven times in a row from 01 to 07, but as pointed out, the injuries short-circuited what could have been a 10 to 15-year great career. He was a very good player. There's just not a lot of postseason success on that resume.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
scoring champion
know.
A couple times here with the Rockets. Or once with the Rockets?
Just once.
Yeah, he did it the previous year in Orlando, but two times in a row he was a scoring champion, but once with the Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I would retire his jersey.
I don't think I would either.
It's pretty serious to me. To retire someone's jersey, they got to be like a dude. And James was, and Dream was, and you know Calvin was, and the people who are up there. But I don't know. I think I would disagree with that. I think you know it's funny. Tracy never had a full. Orlando feels more like a home than Houston. Toronto obviously wasn't. He wasn't there long enough. Orlando's where he really separated from Vince Carter and had his come up. In Houston, he had the iconic, 14-point in 1 minute game or whatever the insane win over the Spurs was, which was awesome. But he had the dunk on Sean Bradley, which is also iconic, the baseline thump. But yeah, I don't just give away jersey retirements. To me, man, you gotta be tight with that. It's gotta be all time greats for your team. Don't think he played here long enough either, honestly. That's why Clyde's not retired, is he?
Clyde's jersey is retired, yeah.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. That's more of a Houston thing, I think. 3 years, Phi Slamma Jamma, Final Four all 3 years. I think that played into it. Two championships. Well, one of them was no Clyde, but the second one you had Clyde. Because Clyde really didn't. I mean, Clyde is like a Portland legend more than Houston. Clyde was here, what, 95 to 98?
So
it's not very long to get your jersey
here,
retired.
Here are the guys. Carroll Dawson has his initials up there, Rudy T.
Yep. The 45, Rudy's got the jersey.
Yeah,
right? 45.
Jersey. Elvin Hayes, Hakeem, Moses Malone, Calvin Murphy, Clyde Drexler, as you mentioned. And now this is the one, because they are contemporaries. They played here at the same time. Yao Ming.
Yeah.
If Yao Ming's up there.
That's that Skrilla.
I know. There are other circumstances that led to that happening. But if Yao Ming is up there, should Tracy McGrady be up there?
No.
Is Tracy Asian?
Yeah, but here's the deal.
No,
Yao
he is not Asian, no.
Okay. Did Tracy bring
billions
of millions and millions of money?
I know why
you
he's
know
up
why,
there.
Right.
Yeah. But Yao was from 02 to 09, or 11, and we know that was injury-plagued.
Injury-plagued,
and indeed. Tracy was 04 to 10, I think.
Yeah, it was shorter time frame.
For both.
He was not a Rocket draft pick. He was a trade. Yao was the first pick of the draft. Yao was a Rocket the whole time, never played for another organization. Yeah, I think it's a little different. I think for the reasons.
There are reasons beyond basketball.
You're not really spelling it out, but it is the ancillary stuff. Yes. And him being a first pick of the Rockets.
Yao was worldwide. Tracy McGrady, that's not even.
I love T-Mac.
The comparison isn't about the impact of Yao. We get that, but that's why he's up there. It's not because. It's clearly a basketball decision, but we got to go. John Chill's
we got to go. Okay, John right. Chill next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking right now. Lance and I are both talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're both talking about Billy Brown. We're both talking about what he's done for us and what he's going to do for you. I'm telling you, you have got to put that phone number in your phone so that when you have a problem, and when you have a plumbing problem, I mean, it's an emergency because there's some leaks going on, all right? And you can't have the leaks going on. It's going to ruin your floors. You ruin your walls. I mean, I'm telling you, it can be costly, costly, costly. So make sure that you've got that phone number in your phone so that immediately you can give them a call. Lance, have you had an emergency situation?
Yeah, I did actually. We were about to have a big freeze come in last year, and I was trying to do something to get my pipes right outside, and I broke something. I broke like the whole thing off, and I had to have them come out there and do something on an emergency basis. So yeah, I have had them out there in an emergency, and they got out there, and they're reliable. They're the guys. They are reliable. Billy Brown's crew is a reliable crew. They're transparent. It's fairly priced. And most importantly, you can count on them. You can count on them to help you out, get the big jobs done, the small jobs done. That's all I can tell you. You count on them. You now have a plumber, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Those are your plumbers. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.